you see a lot of the bread lines, people, you know?
I never actually, I never saw any myself, but my husband was familiar with them. He said it was pathetic, he said, to see those men in the bread lines. He said that there are many tears that were shed in the bread lines.
So, how do you believe that the, how long was it before the depression,
was over with?
How long did it affect your family, and how many children did you have before it was over with?
I think we probably had, 2 children before it was over with. And we lived pretty much the same. We weren't able to make any investments or even think of buying an automobile or new furniture or have a lot of clothes. Another thing we did during depression, families would exchange clothing. People that had a 2-year-old and they needed something for their 4-year-old, vice versa, why they would exchange, and people were so kind about helping their neighbors.
So you really didn't have to buy that many; you just kind of swapped them around.
We did, and most of us had relatives or friends that we felt that we could. We knew them well enough to exchange things.
How about making them? Did you ever make any of them?
Oh, I made everything for my children.
Really?
For most of the years that I was with the children were home.
Were you able to buy like material to make it during this time?
Oh, yes. We watched for sales. Whenever the big stores would have a sale on yard goods, we'd wait till it was 10 cents a yard or something like that, and then we'd buy just as much as our money would allow us to buy. And patterns, we would trade with our friends for different size patterns. And my oldest child was a boy, and I'm sorry to say I wasn't very adept at making boys' clothes, but they didn't complain as long as they were clean and covered.
Yeah, they were. Well, what about the president? Did you agree with what he was doing?
I can't remember who was president then.
Yeah, Roosevelt became president, but I think maybe it was
Coolidge.
That's who I'm thinking. Coolidge before him. And he wasn't willing to help he wouldn't help the individuals, but he'd help more of the groups and the organization.
I think, that President Roosevelt, as I remember, was a very kind man. He gave the people in our strata society that idea. We didn't, of course, know him, have occasion to meet him or anything, but we thought that he understood the poor or the medium class of people more than some of the other presidents to follow. All I can remember of President Coolidge, I think that he was, as I recall, he was a very religious man, and I think that he was also quite a calm, quiet man, as I remember. But that's been a long time ago, and I can't tell you too much about him.
Let's talk about some entertainment.
Well, during these years where we were not making much money, Of course, we didn't have money to spend on movies or anything that took any money to amount to anything. But we found out there were so many things that we could do. We used to go on picnics. Sometimes it would just be one family that would go on Sundays to the parks or out in the country someplace. Or maybe that would be several families that would get together. And that would be more fun for the children. And we did have a few parks that had, in the cities, that had swings. Of course, they were rope swings, most of them. And I, as I recall, maybe they did have an old-fashioned tin slide, but I'm not sure of that. I can't remember for sure. But they played games. They played tags and hide-and-seek. And they'd have races. And of course, there would be some sandboxes in some of the places. And if they didn't have sandboxes, they weren't a bit afraid to sit down with a nice little pile of mud at the children. And the mothers didn't care if they did, because they knew that their pleasures were limited at that time. And as I say, they would have races. Sometimes the grown-ups would have races too, the women against the men. Or they'd have a tug of war with the ropes. And we found out there were a lot of things we could do without spending a lot of money. And of course, we had rivers. We didn't have expensive swimming pools. During that time, not where we lived or that we could afford to go to, but we could go in swimming and have a lot of fun, just without a lot of equipment. And of course, where we lived, there were small towns around there that had rivers that they could sit with an old hole, and the fish didn't cost too much, and or didn't cost anything if you had your own pole. And there was something else I was trying to think of we used to do, and now I can't remember what it was. I said picnics, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Maybe as a treat or something, did y'all ever get to go to the driving or something like that?
Oh, I was thinking of the dances that they used to have and the parks that they had there in Omaha. I can't remember that there was, I think there were only two or three at that time that I remember that were very large. And it didn't cost very much to go to a dance. And a public dance there, and a lot of times they would dance outside at night under the lights. That was fun. I can remember that. And
what about school? How was the education? Was it affected a lot by the Depression?
I think that the education was considered very good there where we lived. They had quite large classes because they couldn't afford to have a great number of teachers. But as I recall, the teachers were very well educated, and the children seemed to want to learn. And I'm not saying more than they do now or anything of the kind, but it seemed to me that they were quite dedicated to their schooling. It seemed to enjoy it.
So they maybe had one teacher to 20, 30 students, maybe
or
more.
Maybe even in some places they'd have two or three grades.
All in the same class.
All in the same room.